Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the HSE has said they became aware yesterday evening that an external partner working with them on a project was alerted to a cyber attack. They say the attack was criminal in nature and international in scale. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Kieran Brennan, who is a journalist with the Irish Examiner. You're very welcome, Kieran, to the programme this evening. This attack came to light yesterday evening, so at this stage, what do we know?
What we know is that it doesn't appear to be that large in scale, or at least that's what the HSE is saying, Sarah. So like you said, it came out last night between the HSE and EY, the consultancy that they're using to do up an automated version of their recruitment process, that the software they were using to automate that process had been hit with a cyber attack, which is of international in nature, similar to the other HSC cyber attack from May 2021. Now, this one, according to the HSC, as far as they can ascertain, has only affected 20 people. And these are people who have applied for jobs with HSC. And it's their personal data, it's their names, addresses, mobile phone numbers, and where they had placed in the panel for these jobs that the HSC was advertising. But it doesn't appear that many more people than that have been affected as yet.
Because we remember, obviously, when there was the major attack, cyber attack on the HSC, we had so many experts on this programme and others warning that, you know, unless things change very rapidly, this could happen again, because so many different systems needed to be upgraded and more security measures needed to be put in place. Do we know, Kieran, what actions have the HSC taken since the last attack?
Well, to be fair, this current issue, the one that emerged yesterday, it doesn't actually involve the HSE's own infrastructure. It involves the software product that EY was developing. So it doesn't seem that the issues that affected them previously, which was basically that much of their tech was desperately outdated and open to attack by nefarious elements, that doesn't seem to be the case here. But we do know, they've told us that they've gone to the authorities, that they've gone to the Data Protection Commission, which obviously is involved in regulating this sort of thing in Ireland, and they're going to inform the people who are affected in due course. That's the latest from the HSC.
Separately then, social media giant Meta has launched an appeal in the High Court against the Data Protection Commission's decision last month to fine it €1.2 billion. You might just remind us firstly about the background to that fine.
Yeah, so this is something that has been going on for 10 years, and it started with an Austrian activist called Max Schrems, who lodged a complaint with the DPC, the Data Protection Commission, regarding how Facebook was sending personal data transatlantically to the US, where it was being intercepted by American intelligence services. Now, that's just how the Americans operate. So it all came down to whether it was appropriate that, you know, data could be sent in this unsafe manner. Now, 3 years ago, the European Court of Justice ruled that the way in which this data was being transferred back and forth, just from people on Facebook talking to each other across the Atlantic, they ruled it was something called Privacy Shield, and they ruled that it was unlawful. Ever since that happened, the DPC's decision to fine Meta and to tell them to stop transferring data, that was inevitable, as was this appeal, because basically, if Meta didn't appeal this, and they always appeal these rulings, that is the one constant. If they hadn't appealed it, then they wouldn't be able to carry out their business anymore.
Okay, so that appeal has been lodged. Has the Data Protection Commission said anything about that decision?
No, they're holding their own counsel, but, I mean, sources have been saying they knew this was going to be appealed. Meta had been given 5 months to turn everything off, and they're hinging everything now on whether the EU and Americans can come up with a new way of sharing data that is officially, that becomes legislation. We'll know more about that in the coming few months, but Meta had to appeal this because otherwise we would have had to obey what the DPC was telling it to do. And obviously the fine gets appealed too. They've now appealed €2.5 billion worth of fines out of the DPC within the last 20 months.
Okay, Kieran Brennan, journalist with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for joining us with all of those updates.